There are two kinds of people out there, those who get Twitter and those who don't. It's easy for someone to grasp the usefulness of a social network like LinkedIn, where you update resumes, query your contact base, or just keep in touch. People also understand the more social networks like Facebook as a place to share with family and friends. But a lot of people have a problem understanding the value, the business value, of frequent 140-character messages on Twitter. Jason Therrien of ThunderTech uses Twitter himself and in the company and for his clients, just another tool in their marketing and branding kit. In this podcast, he shares some reasons why you might want to tweet and gives some useful tips.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Jason, I think a lot of people have a hard time seeing how they can use 140 characters to do something useful in their business. Can you tell us?
Yeah, so with clients and even our own usage, every company or every organization is a little different. So most recently, we've started hiring again. So we've been putting out new job positions that we're hiring for.
Okay.
And it's something where if you're interested, you can click on through. If you're not, I didn't waste your time with three paragraphs.
Right.
So it keeps it very short and succinct, and you can determine right away within those 140 characters if this is for you or not, and you're not abusing time. And some of it's, hey, everyone's attention is getting a lot shorter these days. Time obviously is always squeezed, and this is obviously either responding to it or fueling it or both, but it's a way to just grasp those little chunks, those little nuggets of information very quickly. So we've been using it for recruiting.
For recruiting, let me just jump in. That would be something where the people that you're looking for in your business and your demographic and culture of your company and all are probably on Twitter, and if they're not, maybe they're not the right fit for you guys. Is that fair?
To some degree. I mean, the nice thing is, you build up a decent following of people who want to follow you. And so it's something like, it's just like tapping into your network, although this is your Twitter network, where these people will actually listen. And then if they know somebody, they'll pass it on, or themselves perhaps. But, you know, instead of taking out a shotgun approach and putting out, lots of classified postings, this is very, very much more narrow, and it's really feeding the word of mouth strategy behind it. You know, you always hear about how people end up finding out about jobs through friends and friends of friends, et cetera. And this is just a tool for that word of mouth network to use.
You know, it seems like it's almost contrary, though, to the typical branding marketing strategy where everything is proofed very carefully and controlled, and you're message always, and this is quick and short.
Yeah, and it's an awesome point too, because it's also that it's a little bit of a dialogue. It's like putting a blog out there, obviously much shorter. I mean, people have called it microblogging, but it's something where people will reply to, and it is public, or people will retweet you, forward on your information, your post. And you're right, it's a little tougher to control, and sometimes it's not always grammatically correct, because you got to shorten words to make them fit. But again, that's part of the game.
I can see how it would be used for jobs and recruiting and some of the rank and file. But do you see an opportunity for business executives to use Twitter?
Yeah, actually, we're working with a couple right now, and it's just one of the things where if they want to really, this is another tool to add to their arsenal to show thought leadership, to show expertise on a particular subject. So it's something where, if they've written a white paper or they're speaking at a conference, this is just another means of announcing that. Click here to read that white paper, Be sure to reserve your space for this next conference. Whether you read it or whether you go there or not, you're at least aware that they're putting out this type of information, and it can add to that executive's credibility. Same reason someone would blog, just again, much more shorter.
Right. Now, in the blogging world, you know, if you build up this audience and you you disappear for a while, it's you can lose that audience overnight. Is the same thing with Twitter? I mean, are there some standards that you should tweet every so often, or just once necessary and have something?
We've had the rule here, and I don't know if I can take credit for it or not, but there's a lot of people out there, I'm sure you've seen them, that over-tweet.
Yeah.
And it becomes an annoyance and a nuisance. And we say, listen, easy, just even middle of the road, is no more than you eat. You know?
Yeah.
A couple times a day. Maybe you squeeze a snack or bed, whatever. But, you know, 3-4 times a day, and that's enough. You really... If you really want to have that impact, just like blogging, you don't want to be throwing out useless information just to say you've posted. Wait a day or wait several hours until you get something solid, then post it out there versus putting drivel out there.
You've been listening to The Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.